This is The Catch-Up. I'm Taylor Dobbs.
And I'm Annie Russell. Today, we are talking about the new-ish ban on smoking on Church Street in Burlington.
Yeah, they were working on it for a while, and it's actually been presented in various forms over the past few years. Somebody wanted to do, you know, an entirely downtown smoking ban, and then there was talk of a smoking ban on Church Street just during the day. But those failed for various reasons, and the city council finally agreed on like a 24-hour smoking ban, no smoking on the bricks on Church Street.
Yeah, another one passed back in 2012, but then Mayor Bob Kiss vetoed an outdoor smoking ban, and that was a little bit squishier. It allowed outdoor cafes as an exception to that, and he said, hey, it should be banned there too. So it was a little bit like wiggly on where it was banned and when, so it just never happened.
Yeah, the gist of all the reasons that they've failed in the past is there's always these weird caveats, and people were like, nobody's going to understand this. It's going to be impossible to enforce. And so this one is just kind of very straightforward, no smoking. And so this passed, but there were definitely some reservations, and not everybody was on board, either on the council or kind of in the public at large.
There were two prominent holdouts on the city council. They were both progressives, Jane Nodell and Max Tracy. They said they couldn't support the ban. And here's Jane Nodell explaining why.
I think that it does send a message that smokers are not welcome on the Church Street marketplace.
And that was just on the council, but other Burlingtonians also took to Twitter mocking the ban and also kind of with that same sentiment that it is just a way to sanitize the Church Street experience.
Yeah, absolutely. This tweet comes from Mo Mack, and she tweeted, "The smoking ban on Church Street feels too much like a ploy to further alienate homeless and poor people."
And Steve Arentz tweeted, "I'd rather have better parking, less public pissing, and no dog crap on Church Street first, then ban smoking."
I mean, it's hard to argue with those points, but at the same time, I feel like all those two tweets out of many, believe me, there were many tweets that were similar, and those all were speaking to this feeling that the ban is government overreach, and they're trying to regulate a postcard city, sort of making it accessible for tourists as opposed to, you know, the folks who actually live here.
Right, and there was actually a popular hashtag for a couple of weeks after it passed. It was hashtag next Church Street ban, and they were talking about all these sort of silly things that they would like to see banned, even though they weren't realistic. But the general point was, this is kind of too far.
Yeah, and the counselors who were really into the ban said that cops won't really be enforcing it much at first, and they're relying on the concept that Church Street will kind of self-regulate. You see somebody and say, hey, stop smoking. You know, whether or not that will work, it's still a little too early to tell.
Right. For the most part, recently, it's probably more been freezing temperatures that are keeping people from smoking on Church Street than fellow Church Street pedestrians deciding to call out fellow smokers. But maybe people have been called out and we haven't seen it. So if you have had that experience or have talked to somebody about smoking, definitely let us know how that went for you. So the cops aren't really enforcing it right now. The city council wrote into the ordinance that the first violation of the ban after a warning can be a $50 ticket. And if you keep smoking, even though you've been warned and ticketed already, it can be a $100 ticket for the second violation there. So that's quite a few packs of cigarettes, and something you'd probably want to step off the bricks for. And that's The Catch-Up. I'm Taylor Dobbs.
And I'm Annie Russell. John Dillon was our editor.
Annie Russell produced.
Patty Regan did our theme music, and The Catch-Up has been a production of VPR.
Cool. Good?
Good.